This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
We're back with hour number two of Ron Segi Today, live nationwide and around the world. On our show this hour, one of the legendary songwriters of all time wrote American Pie, And I Love You So, Castles in the Wind, Vincent, Starry, Starry Night. What a writer and what a singer. Don McLean will be joining us. From the rock and roll group, Paul Revere and the Raiders, he's out there still performing. Mark Lindsay will be on the program. And joining us on our lifestyle segment is Megan Kaiser. June is camping month, and I got to tell you something, it's pretty intriguing about going camping these days. I've never done it. Maybe I'll give it a shot after talking to Megan. And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Segi Today. I'll be right back with Don McLean.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die.
We're back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi Today. What you're really listening to, ladies and gentlemen, is one of the greatest songs ever written and recorded. And I have to tell you something. After almost 52 years, I never get tired of listening to that song. It has not only been a song that is in the top five for the 20th century, but now into the 21st century. And joining us right now is the Michelangelo of music. I really mean this. A friend of our show for many, many years, Don McLean. Hi, Don. How are you? Welcome to the show, my friend.
Thank you. Nice to be on your show.
You know, Don, we have done this so many times, and I always say after I'm done, I said, you know, I could talk to Don for probably 42, 43 days. I need to move in next door to you so that we can have these conversations more often, you know?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Don, you are having one busy, busy year. I am so happy that the day the music died, the story of your American Pie is debuting on Paramount Plus on July 19th. That is so exciting. And the tour dates, unbelievable. Australia, New Zealand, Hawaii, back to the 48. And the t-shirts. Where do we start? Let's start with the documentary. I love that documentary.
Well, the documentary was the idea of Spencer Proffer. And the children's book we did, American Pie, A Fable, was the idea and the work of Judy Proffer, his wife. I contributed to all this, of course, but the funny thing was that as we started to do this documentary, we were talking and talking and talking and talking. It went on for about a year, I guess, and we were shooting bits and pieces. And I began to realize that this song took 10 years to write. It's the only song I ever was really thinking about for 10 years. Certainly there are other songs where I have ideas that are in my mind for many years, and I'll just pull them out and write a song. But this was an ongoing thing. But the funny thing was that by the end, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to take the guitar out, and I'm going to talk about every word in this song, because that's really what people want. And everybody making the movie, nobody thought to do that. And I said, what do you think people are going to look at this thing for? They're going to want to see what the lyrics are about. Mm-hmm. So I started talking about the lyrics, and it was funny because I'd forget them sometimes and ask the you know, the sound man, what's the next line, you know, and this kind of thing, because I've sung it so many times. But that's what I did. So I think that really really made the movie, so I feel good about that.
Well, back in 1971, when that song was at the top of the charts, really never left the hearts of everybody, I was working for radio stations, one of many that were having disc jockeys try and interpret all the lyrics. You told me one time that the majority of them were probably very wrong on the interpretation, but now we got the real words from the real guy. And you know, you mentioned the children's book, American Pie children's book. I told you this last time we talked. I have two grandchildren, a little boy 9 and a little girl 6. When they read that book, they cried. They cried because they were so...
Aww, that's nice.
Yeah, they were so... They said, was Don a friend of Buddy Holly? Did he know him? I mean, it was very, very sentimental. It really was.
The Vincent book is going to be lovely also. There's going to be a series of 5 books. And here's the situation. You have this Donnie boy, okay, right, who's the paper boy. And he has Buddy, and then he gets the guitar, and Buddy leaves. Actually, you know, they don't say Buddy died, but he's no longer. So he goes off, you know, on his bike with his guitar. And then the next one will be Vincent. And that will have another character, beautifully done, you know, again, with a takeoff on the book, and with some little idea toward mental health, this kind of thing, you know, being sad and so on.
Sure.
Then the next book will be Castles in the Air, because the Donnie character is going to reappear as a star now. He's a star and a singer, and he's famous and rich, and he's got his castle in the air, and the whole idea of success and, you know, the burdens of success and failure and so on. And then the next one will be And I Let You So, where he falls in love and that whole thing and family and so on. And the last one will be Tapestry, where he has to face the realities of the world. And so it's going to be an ongoing little thing of 5 books.
Now, Don, could you not turn that into an animated series outlining?
They want to do that also.
Yeah, that is exciting.
They have a lot of ideas for this. It's just moving along, and the documentary sets the stage really for the story of American Pie, which is again reflected in the children's book, and that will be there. Will be a Broadway show at some point using probably 20 of my songs, and the story is established. And there's also a bookazine that came out, which, again, reestablishes this story. My life story, basically, is what the song and all this stuff is based on. So a lot of movement has occurred in the last few years in terms of defining me and what I do and who I am and, you know, where I came from and what I went through and blah, blah, blah. So it's been quite exciting.
You know, Don, I say this sincerely, okay? I couldn't be happier for you, because you deserve all the accolades that you have received over all these years of great music. And you mentioned some of the other ones other than American Pie, Vincent, of course, Castles in the Air, and I Love You So, that was made a hit by Perry Como and then redone again by Elvis Presley. I saw a picture, I got to get this, of your new T-shirt. You got to tell me about this, because I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, you got to get this T-shirt.
There's a lot of T-shirts out there. There's a lot of merchandise. I have exploded on the internet in the last 5 years.
I
mean, it's just unbelievable. And then there's bootleg stuff out there. And now this artificial intelligence thing, I've got Paul McCartney singing American Pie, which is ridiculous, you know, but it's funny. But, you know, you're not going to know what's what, you know, pretty soon. But, yeah, it's... There's a lot of stuff out there about my songs and about me, and there's always some sort of a news story. This latest one was with the president of South Korea singing American Pie for Joe Biden in the White House, and all of a sudden the whole thing turned around to Biden. We used to sing it in the car with my sons, you know, this whole thing. Funny as hell. I just watched this, and I have such a good time with it. It's just hilarious.
You deserve it. Now, this tour that you are on started in Australia, then went to New Zealand, then over you're going to go to Hawaii, back in the 48 states. Man, oh, man, that is one intense schedule you're on there, Don.
Well, I did 10 months last year of touring. We did about 80 shows all in the United States, and then we went over to England, and we landed in England to do our tour of England, Ireland, Scotland, Scandinavia by bus, which we did for another month or more, right at the day the Queen died.
Oh, jeez.
I couldn't get on TV to promote anything. You know, the whole thing was, but it was right in the middle, forgetting that. I mean, it was a historic event. And it was really a thrill to be there when that happened, because what was amazing was that the orchestration of her funeral would put Steven Spielberg in the shade. I mean, I couldn't understand how they could orchestrate this within a few days. I mean, thousands and thousands of people all dressed up, doing the this and that, the perfect things, and singing and the right songs and saying the right things, and this pomp and splendor. And I looked it up, and I realized there's the Duke of Norfolk is actually in charge of all this and has been since the 1500s. And his relative lives in the same castle that he did. And they have been planning on Elizabeth's death since 1960.
Oh, my gosh. Jeez.
I mean, they don't fool around.
No, I guess not. You know, man. Oh.
I had to know how they could do this. You know, it was a Herculean task.
But, you know, when you talk about all of these dates and out of the country, it is amazing that a song that encompasses the music of America and the great music of rock and roll is universal. I mean, you could go to Australia, you go to China, you can go anywhere you want to go.
Well,
it's amazing.
The thing about it is I have a different, people don't know this really, but American Pie was not as successful outside the world as Vincent was.
Wow, Don, I didn't know that. In all the years that we've talked to one another, I never knew that. After this break, you got to tell that story, okay? Our special guest, my friend of many, many years, the man who wrote the song that was one of the top five songs of the entire century, is with us right now. And not only talking about American Pie and all the things that he's doing, but he mentioned an interesting fact about this song.
Starry, starry night, paint your palette blue and gray. Look out on a summer's day with eyes that know the darkness in my soul. Shadows on the hills, sketch the trees and the daffodils, catch the breeze and the winter chills in colors on the snowy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I started singing bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye and singing, this will be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die.
And we're back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi today. My guest and friend of many, many years, Don McLean, is with us, and we're here for another segment. And you know, Don, we're talking about how American Pie was not the huge hit overseas in other countries. Although they love the tune and the melody of it, the hit was here in America. But now American Pie is worldwide. Tell us about the phenomenon of American Pie.
American Pie was hit home, of course, in America, but probably the main thing that has allowed me to have a career all over the world was the fact of my singing. People in Ireland and England and Scotland liked a good tenor, you know?
Right. That's
and,
exactly right.
And my songs, of course, and the lyrics, and so to all my songs. But I say Vincent was even more powerful to them, but American Pie continues to grow and to do things. It's like, you know, the Night of the Living Dead. I mean, it's been around for 53 years, and it's still out there, you know, and doing things. It's actually, I hate to say this, because a lot of people who are, you know, old and irrelevant keep pointing about how relevant they are, but it's still relevant.
Yes, it is.
In a strange way. So there's no doubt about it.
Yeah, there's no doubt. It's still, as 1971, it still has relevancy on what's going on in the world, in the country, now are prevalent today. You know, you told me one time, and I listened to this, and I tell you, hit it right on the nose. I mentioned to you that it takes a lot of courage to do a cover of a Roy Orbison song, and you did Crying. And you explained to me how the staccato of Roy's was so much different than yours, which was more flowing and really very mellow. Boy, I tell you something, you hit it right on the head. I never thought that that song could be covered better than the Big O, and you did it.
Well, Orbison liked it too, which was, he liked me. In fact, I got so much support from people in Nashville. I still have Garth Brooks saying nice things. He's in that movie.
Yes.
And said some marvelous things about me. You know, said some beautiful things about me. And when dethroned American Pie as the longest number one song ever. I've always had, Nashville has been my home. And the country music stars of all ages have appreciated my songwriting, my singing. Because that's what they do. It's Music City, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. And they love that. They love it when, you know, they hear an interesting phrase or an interesting song, and they certainly songs that have longevity and power. And, you know, so many successful songwriters, but in folk singers, for example, you're not going to write in This Land Is Your Land. You're just not, no. You know, because it's already been written. Woody Guthrie wrote many, 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 many songs, but that's the one, you know. And you're not going to ever have a White Christmas. And that was Bing's big song, and Bing Crosby was the biggest thing there was in the 1940s. I grew up with that song. It's still my favorite song, yeah. I think, of all time.
Yeah.
But, you know, so to have an American Pie that is considered the fifth greatest song of the 20th century, which is in the same breath with White Christmas and This Land Is Your Land, and, of course, Somewhere Over the Rainbow. This was almost like a dream. I almost thought to myself, this can't be happening. But it did happen. And the reason it happened was because people wanted it to happen. Believe me, the writers out there, the jaded rock and roll writers, the know-it-alls that write some of these stories that don't know anything, haven't been anywhere, and have accomplished nothing, but just like to take a shot at somebody once in a while, they didn't vote that song to be the fifth greatest song. it was people writing in everywhere from around the country, because this was done by the National Endowment for the Arts and by the Recording Industry of America, the ones that certified gold and platinum records. This was a government survey, and it was the first big one that came right out of the 20th century. And all since then, there have been lists and lists and lists, and Rolling Stone has a list every 2 seconds about something. You know, but this is the list, and it was not because of PR, because I'm a low man on the totem pole when it comes to fame, but this is the people's choice.
And that means more than anything. It's very nice.
It really does.
It's very nice to have the accolades of people in the business, but it's more important to have the general public, because that's who you're appealing to.
And, well, you know how many people have all these awards, and they're always in there, and they're this and that, and a few years go by, and they don't remember you at all.
Right.
You know, and it's all very, very thin, very, very ephemeral. It's very passing. But then there are some things, as I was saying. But, you know, if you ask the average person, and I want to just say this to your listeners, to write a song, you pick somebody on the street, and you said, I want you to write a song, give you $100, about something that really matters to you, your cat, your dog, your wife, your daughter, your son, whatever, you know?
Yeah.
They couldn't do it.
No, absolutely not.
They couldn't even begin to do it. So there are people out there who write songs, and they don't get anywhere with them much, you know, and they kind of stop doing it. But you have to continue and work at this. This is not something that you just, all of a sudden, you're a genius, mm-hmm. you know. You have to work up to this.
Well, Don, you've not only worked up to it, you're at the top of the mountain when it comes to success in writing music and having successful songs. Thanks, Don, for joining us. It's always great when you're here.
Thank you very much.
Stay safe, my friend.
Yes, I will. Don't worry about me. I'm a tough old cob. I managed to hang out.
Thanks, Don.
Okay, thank you very much. Nice interview. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you so much. I enjoyed it, too, and let's do it again soon. Okay, my friend?
All right.
Okay, Don McLean has been our guest. I tell you, the man is a genius. In the entire 20th century, the top five songs, he is in that, along with White Christmas, This Land Is Our Land, and now he's in the children books, animation of those children books, the documentary now that's streaming free on Paramount Plus. And I first met Don at an awards dinner in New York City back in 1972, and we have been friends ever since. To be very low-key, he was a very private man, but of late, he's talking all about his songs, a lot of projects. He is enjoying the success of a 53-year career. I really like Don. He's a good guy. And after a quick break, there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
Bye, bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
USA News Update. More than 200 people rescued in Harris County, Texas as rivers flood. Residents being rescued on airboats from their homes. New developments out of the Middle East, where a deal to release Israeli hostages from Hamas captivity is still being negotiated in Egypt. Meanwhile, the Israeli cabinet voting to remove the Al Jazeera TV network from operating in Israel. Back here in the U.S., pro-Palestinian protesters interrupt the University of Michigan graduation ceremony the demonstrators removed on Saturday. President Biden speaking at the White House saying students have a right to protest but not to break the law. Biden scheduled to speak at the U.S. Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. as Yom HaShoah, Holocaust Remembrance Day, begins, a week of events planned to educate this generation as to the atrocities the Nazis committed against Jews. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move
goodness.
On. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
groom? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Back live nationwide and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. That's the music of our next guest. And Paul Revere and I had become very, very close friends over the years. I used to visit him up in Branson. We'd have dinner together. He was a great, great guy. And we lost him a few years back. Very talented man. But one of the other big names that came out of that group is our guest, who I first met back in 1969 when I was a radio disc jockey. And that's Mark Lindsay. Hi, Mark. How you doing?
Good to be here, Ron. Great.
Hey, nice to have here. This is the first time you've been in our studio, and it's so nice to have you. Really,
this is the first time we've been in person since I had the Nehru suit and you had the mustache.
Yeah, and I could still get into a turtleneck collar. I want you to know it was a long time ago. We were in Cleveland. You were promoting. I'll tell you how long ago it was. It was an album that you were promoting.
What are albums? The Great Big Things That Spin Real Slow, right?
Big Things. And it was an album that you guys had done in Memphis, which was a great album. And you were doing a tour, and we did a thing, I think, up there with Steve Popovich from Columbia Records.
Absolutely.
It was a long time ago. But you know what the depressing part about it is that you still look good. I look like Gabby Hayes. You look terrific, you know?
Folks, this is radio, so you can't tell, but he's putting me down real bad because he looks great.
We saw you last night, and it is absolutely fascinating to watch you perform because you still have the enthusiasm not only in your eyes, but able to move about that stage just like it was where the action is.
Rock and roll is not really cerebral. It's visceral. I run 5 or 6 miles every other day just so I can do that.
Do you really?
Yeah, and it's if I'm on stage and thinking about what I'm doing, it's not going to work. I mean, rock and roll just has to kind of flow from the soles of your feet and come out through your pores, and you can't fake it.
And, you know, you can see. I mean, you can tell when somebody's going up there and they're walking through it, you know, and you can see when somebody is in it, and you're in it.
Well, I'm not an actor, so I can't fake it. Either works or it doesn't. And as long as I'm having fun, which I was last night, and that's kind of why I started doing this again. I was having fun again. As long as it's fun and I can, you know, still, they can put me on stage and I can move around, I'll be doing this. I love it.
You had mentioned before that you had been away from the scene for about 10 or 15 years. Why?
Right after Indian Reservation, which was our biggest, the biggest single-selling record in the history of CBS Records.
Unbelievable.
Now Sony. We were kind of passing the bell-shaped curve. You know, no group can stay on top forever. And we were playing smaller venues, and we were playing the same songs the same way every night. There was no variation, and the spontaneity was gone. It wasn't fun anymore. And I said, well, if it's not fun, I can't do it. So I hung up my rock and roll shoes. I think they had platforms on them about that time in the 70s.
Patent leather boots.
Yeah, and stayed in the music business, but behind the scenes. I built a studio, did A&R for United Artists Records.
Did you really?
Yeah, for about 3 years. Did everything you can possibly do, and did commercials. Did everything except perform. And I really thought that I would never perform again. A friend of mine in Chicago said, well, would you, I know you won't play because he's been trying to get me out for years. He said, but would you host a rock and roll show? We have the Temps, the Tops, the Birds, Tommy James, Association, Spirit, a good cross-section of American rock and roll. I said, well, let me see, I've done TV. Yeah, I'll do it. We get to Detroit to rehearse the show. He says, Lindsay, we need to fill 15 minutes. Can you do Arizona Indian Reservation Kicks? Band had the charts. So it was great to be introduced. And ladies and gentlemen, our host for the evening, Mark Lindsay, get a nice, polite, smattering applause. And then just before intermission, I went out and did my 15 minutes, got a standing ovation. I went, wait a minute, this feels good again. And that's when I started slowly getting back into it. And now we do about 50-100 dates a year, or 50-75 dates a year, which is about all that I want to do. But it's fun. It's fun again. As long as it's fun, I'll be doing it.
I don't understand how you could have walked away from it in the beginning. And watching the enthusiasm of the people last night, and now you're in a venue where everybody's not wearing Nehru jackets, but, you know, they're wearing suits and ties, and they're screaming and hollering, and they're having a great time, and they're singing along with the songs. I mean, did you know at the time, Mark, the influence that you were having on the American youth? Because I know a lot of times you go from city to city, recording session, and you really don't know the impact that you're having.
No, Ron, and I'll tell you, if I'd have thought rock and roll was was going to last, believe me, we'd have had a clause in our contract about CDs.
Let me hear you spell royalties.
Yeah.
Well, ain't that the truth? How did you first get together? I'm sure you've been asked that question a million times. I heard a story one time that you met some of the guys when they were delivering buns.
Revere, whose name was Revere Dick. That's you know, nobody knew his first name was Paul. And he hated that name because he was teased unmercifully in school. You know, Paul Revere, where's yours? Ha, 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 ha.
Sure.
So it was Revere Dick. And he had a local drive-in restaurant. And right across the street was his competition, the Quick Curb. He had the Reed and Bell. So he thought, you know, if I have a rock and roll band or join a rock and roll band, all the kids think I'm cool and they'll come to my restaurant. So he put a band together. And actually, he joined what was then called the Red Hughes Band and sat in with them. I heard these guys rehearsing, and I'd been singing with the Country and Western Band as a rockabilly singer.
Really?
About 15. And all of a sudden, I hear across the street, nothing but rock and roll. Jerry Lee and Little Richard, and I thought, God, you know, I want to get in that band. So the night they played, I walked up, and I was always kind of legally partially blind, so I took off my glasses because I was, you know, vanity, always vanity.
Oh.
And made my way to the stage because I could hear the sound up there, walked up and demanded to sing a song. And they went, what? And I said, just one. So they said, what do you know? I said, anything you can play, you know.
Hoping that they would play a Hank Williams tune at that point, right?
Yeah, and he did. Revere says, how about Crazy Arms?
Really?
Which was the flip side of, written by Hank Williams, but the flip side of Jerry Lee's records. So I did it, and for like that 2.5 minutes, I was in another world. It was great. As soon as the music stopped, I went, ooh, and kind of out of the place. So, to make a long story even longer, the next day I'm working at the bakery, where I work at McClure's Bakery. And it's Sunday. We don't deliver buns on Sunday, so Revere had to come down and pick up his buns. I'm a little late that morning, and I've got my baker's hat on and my long apron all covered with flour and grease and my thick glasses covered with flour. So he comes in to get his order, and I said, you know, I'm not quite ready, but you have to wait. And he says, you know, the funniest thing happened last night. We played up the street at Elks Lodge. And he said, you know, and I said, well, how was it? He said, well, it was great, you know, it was full. But in the middle of the show, the weirdest, this crazy skinny kid with this wild look in his eye came up and sang a song. And I said, well, how was he? And he said, well, he wasn't bad. I whipped off my hat and my glasses and said, it was me.
Oh, that's funny.
And he said, well, man, you weren't bad. He says, anytime you want to come up and jam. So the Red Hughes Band that he was playing with, we then, the two guitar players and Revere and myself, went off, became the Downbeats. And when we signed our first record contract, John Gus, the guy at Gardena Records, saw everyone's full legal name, said, Paul Revere and Dick, Paul Revere and the Knight Riders, Paul Revere and the Somethings. And Paul, you know, said, no, I'm Revere. I don't want to go as Paul. And he said, well, the Downbeats is cool. I mean, that's all right, but Paul Revere now, everybody can remember that. So, you know, we thought about it, and about 3 weeks later, we said, how about Paul Revere and the Raiders? Because Knight Riders was too country. And the rest, as they say, is history.
That's unbelievable.
Mark, you live up in upstate New York now, not in L.A. anymore?
Been about half the time in Maui and about half the time upstate New York. Rock and roll keeps you young.
Keeps you young.
Hey, Mark, thank you so much for joining us on the show. Let's not wait so much time between visits, okay? We got a lot of history together going way back to the late 60s. Mark Lindsay from Paul Revere and the Raiders.
Rock and roll keeps you young.
Keeps you young.
Thanks, Mark.
The whole Cherokee Nation. Put us on this reservation. Took away our ways of life. The tomahawk and the bowie knife. Took away our native tongue. Taught their English to our young. And all the beads we made by hand are nowadays made in Japan. Cherokee tribe, so proud you live.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Ron Seggi Today, live nationwide and around the world. June is here. I love June. June is National Camping Month, and people are looking for adventures for summertime, and camping is one of them. I have considered camping, but I don't know if I'm going to be successful at it. And here to help us, the author of Everywhere for Nothing, Free Travel for the Modern Nomad, Megan Kaiser. Hi, Megan. How are you? Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Ron. We're going to get you ready for camping by the end of this.
Oh, boy. And I failed to mention, of course, the former host of 24/7 on the Travel Channel. Camping to me would be like a black and white TV with no cable. I would like to try it. I really would. It's something that I've never done other than when I was a kid in the backyard. And
the first thing I'd say for you is start with the mattress. I know you're not, I don't mean like a regular at-home mattress, but they have so many great sleeping pads or cots. you can have a lot of comfort while you do it, and I'm all about that if you're going to camp. So start with that, or, you know, do something like a little glamping where you're in a yurt or a renovated bus or even a houseboat. You don't want to not have that adventure and then regret it, you know?
Oh, the houseboat idea I love. What kind of a mattress are you talking about here?
Get online and just say sleeping pad.
Okay.
I look for ones that are quiet because sometimes they're made out of a material that just keeps me up at night, so that's not serving the purpose I'm looking for.
Is camping only in a tent, or is there more parameters to it than that?
I don't think anybody gets to set the rules. As long as you're doing it, as long as you feel like it's camping, a little bit of roughing it, I say that works just fine for me. And also, my partner and I, we cheat a little bit. We got a huge tent that he's 6'1", so he can stand up in it really easily. We can walk around, and I have a really large, we both have really large sleeping pads that we can use and still kind of sit in there comfortably on chairs. So it's like cheating a little bit, but, man, it makes camping so much more nice.
Well, you know, when I think of a tent, I used to think of the one that we had as a kid, and it was like a pup tent, like they use in the Army. But that's not what I'm going to. My son had a thing that looked like it was a house. But what about in the hot summer nights, and especially down in areas like where I live in Orlando, it's very, very hot. How can you accommodate that situation?
Well, obviously, you don't want to use a really heavy sleeping bag. They make incredible sleeping bags now that are really lightweight. You can use, it's almost like a sheet, or you can just use a sheet. And the airflow in the tent's really important. If you have a car, they have fans that you can plug into the car and use. But I think airflow and a light covering is key for me.
Okay, what do you do when planning a camping trip, and where do you go camping, and what do you bring with you? Because obviously it's an altogether different creature than going someplace that you're in a hotel with the hair dryer and the spa and everything else.
Sure. So one of my favorite places is Texas. I mean, camping gives you a whole new side of Texas. It is home to some of the most beautiful and diverse landscapes in the country.
Right.
Plentiful options for first-time and experienced campers. They have nearly 100 state and national parks. It's actually the 100th year anniversary for their parks. And they offer every imaginable landscape to explore, beaches, lakes, rivers, to mountains, and, of course, prairies. Also, now's a great time to start planning a Texas camping trip for the fall. There's that weather you're looking for. You get cooler temperatures, longer nights for stargazing. Stars really are big and bright in Texas. You can start at TravelTexas.com. It'll point you where you need to go. It really has something for everyone. Also, if you're talking about gear, I've discovered something that's just a new necessity for me. Of course, you want to have food and drink fresh on your trip, right?
Yeah.
There are these new solar power coolers. I love the new Go Sun solar coolers. They are, of course, solar powered, which means they never need ice. So no digging through freezing ice to find what you need. It's like going to the fridge at home. I'm sitting here with the Chill. They have the Chill and the Chillest. It's perfect for camping, tailgating, the beach, or really any summer activity. You can use the sun, or you can plug it into your car, plug it in for a power bank refill. They are on sale now, so get one. You'll get it in time for the 4th. And no more soggy sandwiches or rummaging through melty ice, which honestly I can't stand.
Yeah, I know. It gives me the willies, too. Let's talk about, though, these destinations you're talking about, like Texas. Is it better to be in a campground where there's other people rather than trying to, you know, go out in the desolate area, which could be risky?
Totally personal preference. I mean, I like to camp around some people. I also like campsites that have bathrooms and showers.
I've done
the roughing it thing, but sometimes I'm just not in the mood for that. So, yeah, I would just consider what you're in the mood for. Some people think of camping and they're like, well, I have to rough it or I'm not doing it right. The important thing is that you just get out there.
Right.
And I mean, places like Texas, lots of driving, right? And camping or travel like that usually means driving, and that starts with tires. So I like to think about road safety a bit, because I'm a big fan of BF Goodrich's Trail Terrain TA tire. It's engineered with exploration and safety in mind, so you can handle tough terrain on or off-road, comfortable, secure ride. A lot of people overlook the tire component, and it kind of means that you can drive with this peace of mind, because Adventures often are outside the road's painted lines. Check it out. Ask about it next time you go to the mechanic. It's the BF Goodrich Trail Terrain TA Tire.
Where can you go to rent a good RV? Because the last thing you want to do is get stuck in a vehicle that's not working and it doesn't belong to you and you don't know where to get it fixed, how to get it fixed, or if you should get it fixed. Where's a good place to do that?
I mean, there are lots of options online now. I would just hop on and search travel trailer rental near me or camper rental near me, because some have more local options, some are nationwide, and I really like, I mean, you can go big, but if you want something kind of quick and easy, you can do the Class B, which are like, they look like those big vans,
yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they come with insurance, they come with different options. If you have that cooler I talked about, you don't need to have any electric hookup, and you'll have your food and drink nice and cold. So, yeah, I would definitely just get online and search, because there are so many choices anymore. Or you can do... You can go on site to where they have campers set up, or they have a houseboat set up, or a treehouse, lots of things like that, too.
You know, I'm going to do that. I really am, because I have to be honest with you. When I go places, I'm always in these nice hotels, you know, especially if somebody brings me in for a concert or a remote broadcast or something. I want to do that. I'm going to do that.
Yes. Now, Next time we talk... I better hear that you did it.
You want to start? It's like, what did you do in summertime at the end of the summer? And when you go back to school, what did you do this past summer? Megan, where can we go for more information?
Well, for everything I talked about today, just check out tipsontv.com.
Best place to go, tipsontv.com. Our guest has been actress, television host, blogger, author, Megan Kaiser. Megan, one day we're going to have to talk about your acting career, okay?
Sounds good.
Okay, thanks. Happy camping.
All right, back at you. Good talking to you.
Nice talking with you, too. June is National Camping Month. Megan has great ideas there, and I'm going to take her up on them because I've never done this before. It'll be a great experience. And there's more to come live nationwide and around the world.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
That's a wrap with Ron Segi today. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the past 2 hours, and they include legendary singer Tony Orlando from Kiss, Paul Stanley, singer-songwriter Don McLean, and Mark Lindsay. Also want to thank Megan Kaiser in our lifestyle segment. We'll be looking for your company come next week, the first weekend of July, when we'll do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Segi today. And until then, I'm Ron Segi, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.